February 2008. All in the space of 15 seconds, a coyote trots out of the woods and into the road, sees me, stops, looks me up and down, and trots on across the road, over the stone wall, and into the pines. It's a moment that is rare and brief, and like all encounters with wild predators, it has about it an element of the uncanny. What is it about these creatures that makes our fleeting glimpses of them so charged? Not their looks. This coyote might have been the neighbor's German Shepherd, an animal to which it is genetically quite close. In size, color, and form, the two canines are very similar, but in their presence, they are utterly unlike. The wild cousin has a vibration, a hypervitality, that separates it from the domestic. The coyote was nobody's pet, nobody's companion. I wasn't part of its life, it wasn't part of mine. Except in that quick meeting. There, across 50 feet of woodland road, we were for an instant connected. And in that instant, in a look that passed from the coyote to me, I saw the factor that set it apart from other like creatures, intensity. That look was not casual. It belonged to a being that was alert and focused on a level far beyond the tame. It came from a mind altogether simple and rigorous. The coyote, in our quick exchange, asked two questions. Can I eat you? Can you eat me?